Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. She is joined by producer Mike Clark. This dynamic, sometimes crazy, sometimes funny, and always entertaining duo will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Wow, I'm kind of tired.
Wake up, Dr. Jenny.
You know what it is? I think I need a new mattress.
Oh, hark. Did someone say mattress?
We're here in the studio, and you've gotten to know my amazing co-host, Emily, along with, of course, the fantastic producer, Mike Clark.
That'd be me.
And one thing that I want to introduce about Emily is that she and her partner, Jason, recently opened a new mattress boutique. It's called Tucked In Organics. And they not only sell organic mattresses, but they sell all natural sheets and
pillows,
mattresses, toppers, doggy and kitty beds for the pampered pet,
robes,
bedroom things.
But yes. The cool thing is, and why I'm so just supportive of this idea is back when my children were smaller, so we're talking like 10 years ago, it was time to buy them mattresses, like really good mattresses. They were growing out of the toddler beds. And, you know, at that point in my life, I was really valuing organic food and a lot of their clothing, like their pajamas were organic cotton. I had recently put new carpet in the playroom. And since my daughter was crawling on the floor, I invested in organic wool carpet so she wouldn't have the chemicals near her body. And so, of course, when it came time to buy a mattress, I started to research, you know, the alternatives to basic mattresses. Because what I was finding that the chemicals in standard conventional mattresses were really toxic. They were scary. And the idea that my child would have her head on this mattress for 12 hours a night and breathing in the fumes from the mattress was not something acceptable to me as a parent. So at the time, it was actually quite tricky to find companies that were reasonable as far as the area or could ship that had these organic products. And I found them. They both got organic mattresses. And it was amazing because they were delivered to the house in cardboard boxes, no plastic wrapping at all.
Right.
You took them out of the box. There was no smell, nothing gross about it. They were just these beautiful cotton wrapped organic mattresses, and we've used them ever since. They've actually been fantastic, and I felt really good as a parent. So when Emily told me she was starting an organic mattress company, I said, hallelujah, we need more of this. And I guess how I want to start, Emily, is what made you want to do this?
Well, I've lost years and years of sleep personally just because of not having the right mattress for myself or having not enough knowledge as to good sleeping habits. So I'm kind of like a sleep aficionado.
There you go.
But I worked at an organic mattress store in Raleigh, North Carolina, actually, when I was living down there. And I really started to get into the products. And I got an organic mattress of my own. And it completely just sold me 100% on it.
Well, I tell you, this girl is the expert on sleep. You know, we've done many shows on sleep in the past. And I've done, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 hours of research on the concept of sleep. I've lectured about it for 15 years, and my knowledge can't hold a candle to this woman. So I was excited to have you here. So, Em, I know that a good night's sleep is more than just the quality of the mattress. So I would love to hear your just beginning thoughts on what we need to do to get a good night's sleep.
Well, you know that you spend about a third of your life in bed.
Wow.
Every single one of us. And I guess some of the important things, I could break it down into categories for you. So to get a good night's sleep, you need to make sure that your mind, your body, and your environment are all in check.
So, oh, sure. I get that.
Yeah.
My mind's racing even if I have the perfect mattress and my body's exhausted.
Right. You're done for. Yep. Doomed.
Yeah, forget it.
In flames.
Got it.
And your body, you have to take care of your body by hydrating it, making sure you're not, you know, binge eating before you go to bed, passing out on alcohol before you go to sleep, all of those things that people think, you know, oh, I'll have a glass of wine, that'll help me to sleep. Actually, that doesn't help you to have a good quality night's sleep.
I noticed
really?
That the other night, it ruins the whole sleep cadence or something.
Exactly.
Because like, then I'll wake up and it's like, oh, I'm awake now.
Exactly.
You fall asleep fast, but you wake up in the middle of the night.
Or your body overheats because it's processing the alcohol.
Exactly.
Yeah, so overheating is another thing. I'm making sure that your room is a nice temperature.
Yep.
And you always teach us, Dr. Jenny, about going to bed between the hours of 10 and midnight because that's when your body is getting the most quality REM sleep. So then what I educate people on all of those things in our store, but then I like to really focus on the environment, like the sleep environment itself. And that's everything from, you know, not having a TV in your room or pictures of people that make you angry in your room.
Right.
To,
and why would you put those in there?
Well, you know, some people are sadistic. And so that goes all the way to your mattress and your bedding. And Dr. Jenny made a great point when she was looking at getting products for her kids because new mattresses these days, conventional products, are loaded with chemicals, chemical flame retardants, the chemicals that are in foam. Those things go directly into our bodies and we're sleeping on them every single night, you know?
Right.
It's like imagine having the worst hangover that you've ever had in your life and that's all because of the fumes coming out of your mattress.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
So that's how we are a little bit different because we're offering a non-toxic organic product that isn't going to have those harsh chemicals in it. And it's really a cleaner, safer way to sleep while helping you to keep that temperature regulation and good sleeping environment.
It's kind of a unique business too. I don't think I've ever seen an organic shop like yours.
Yeah, we're the only ones in Southern New Hampshire.
Good for
they
you.
They exist.
Congrats
they're, yeah, they're hard to find.
Absolutely. I didn't even know there was such thing as an organic mattress.
Is there research or proof out there that sleeping on an organic mattress will actually make a noticeable improvement in your quality of life? Do you feel different in the morning?
I think you feel much more well-rested. I mean, if you're I know that some people have a really sensitive reaction to a conventional mattress, and so they're breathing that in all night long. Some people have allergies to the dust mites that are in their mattress.
Ooh, really? There's dust mites in the mattress?
Oh, your mattress.
How bad.
Your mattress gains. You want to know this?
Yes, tell
you
us.
You sure you want to
yes,
know this?
Yes, I'm ready. Go.
This is like the monsters under your bed kind of thing. So your mattress gains 10% of its weight per year from dust mites chomping on your dead bits.
Whoa. Yeah,
I don't have any dead bits.
So a mattress will become heavier, say 10 years later.
Exactly.
What?
And if that doesn't have folks, you know, chomping at the bit to buy a new mattress. So the ones we have would be dust mite resistant. And I think that's a huge thing because so many people have allergies to dust mites.
So what about it makes it dust mite resistant? Is it the...
Well, I'm thinking of one in particular. So it would be made out of rubber, which comes from a tree, just kind of like maple syrup sap. And then they bake it. Dust mites just have no interest in living in that. They can't survive in that environment. They need like a hot, moist environment.
So I can tell you that some of the most common questions I get from patients that I would love to ask you, Emily, is what is the difference between the different types of mattresses? For example, a air mattress versus like a Sleep Number bed or a Tempur-Pedic versus a coil innerspring mattress versus a latex. What's the difference in how our body functions from it? Like if we have back pain, if we have body issues, if we have arthritis, is there a mattress that's going to be better for how our body is going to feel the next day? And then I think our guests would really love to hear a little bit about the price ranges of the different types of mattress and really, but what's the long-term value of it? Because I can personally tell you, I see people, you know, get a great deal on a mattress, a queen size mattress, say for $600, and 3 years later, they hate it.
Right.
So you have to look at long-term investment. So I'd like to hear a little bit about, you know, what are you investing in when you get a higher quality mattress and what does that mean long-term if you break it down? Can you do that for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, right back from break then.
You're listening to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you're in the Southern New Hampshire area, you can schedule a health consultation and examination with Dr. Jenny. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, go to www.spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 673-5600. To find a chiropractor in your area, go to www.chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now back to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.
Back from break, we are here with Emily Milletz, sleep specialist and owner of Tecton Organics. So Emily, let's just say I'm about to go into a big box store. They have all major name brands, all different types of mattresses. How do I choose?
Okay, so after you've turned your car around and come to our shop, I would encourage you to try a number of different mattresses. And what I like want to get the sense of from people is how their body feels the most pressure relief. So when you're lying in your bed at night, there shouldn't be any, you know, cranking of your neck or tightness or stiffness. You should just feel completely relaxed. And when you have found that level of comfort, that is the mattress for you.
How long does it take lying on a mattress to know that?
Well, of course you can. Some people, I think it's different for everyone. Some people can know probably the second that they lie on that bed. I had a customer in last Sunday that was in my store for 3 hours.
That'd be me. I'd come like take a nap and like yeah. bring my pajamas.
I don't think it's going to take three hours, Mike.
How do you know that?
Yeah, people squat in your store.
Well, it's 3 hours too long for you?
Maybe. I mean, I've told people you may have to lay up to 20 minutes on a mattress to really, like, so plan to just yeah. lie there for a while.
Exactly. The worst thing you can do, I think, is to be in a rush. Don't be polychronic.
Didn't we just do a show on that?
If you don't know what we're talking about, you missed the show right before this one. It's fantastic. Okay, So let's say someone has already purchased a memory foam type mattress and they've just found they haven't liked it, or they purchased an air type mattress and they found they just haven't liked it. Are you able to say why somebody might like a certain mattress versus another, or why they might need firm versus soft?
Yeah, I think, like, especially for people with back pain, we try to get them on something that's going to be pressure relieving for them, but not have them moving around a lot at night, because that can be uncomfortable if your back is sore or if you had just had maybe an injury.
So not super soft, but something that allows you to sink into it a little bit.
Exactly. And it is totally different for every single person, which is one of the benefits of the products that we have, because a lot of them are customizable. So every single individual can come in and design kind of the sleep of their dreams. And even a husband and wife team or a partner team, they can come in and customize the sides of the mattress how they...
Right, because there's layers that you can change the layers.
Exactly.
Soft, soft, firm, firm, medium, soft. Is that wrong?
That's exactly right.
Is that what it is?
That's okay. Exactly right.
I've been trying to understand this. It's really
so
cool.
Each person can be Goldilocks, basically.
And you can actually change it up after you've had it for a while. So yep. you've had a new injury, or you've had a surgery, or you've
really?
Had a
What's,
change.
How are they structured? What's the structure of
So the one that she's talking about would be 3 layers of rubber, one on top of the
uh-huh.
other.
Yeah.
And you can pick how soft or firm you want each layer to
be. Oh, I see. Yeah. Interesting.
So different densities, basically, right. of material.
The other thing that allows for is durability. So yes, it's a big investment. You know, I can give you a range, like for a queen size, it would be anywhere from $2,000 to, if you want to, you could spend $10,000 on a mattress.
Are you serious?
I mean, it's a big range. But
yeah.
So to that point, they're going to last you 20 years. You know, you go into a mattress store and they say, well, you need to change your mattress out every 7 years. Well, this, because of the many options to be customizing it throughout the years, it's going to last you 20
years. It's a
little
more modular. Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
And I guess, okay, let's say you spend $800 on a mattress that lasts you 8 years. In 24 years, you're going to spend $2,400.
Yeah.
So to spend $2,000 on something that lasts you 20 years actually kind of makes sense.
Plus, I mean, if you're 56 years old, you've already spent 18 years of your life in bed. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Why were you looking at me when you said 56 years old? How did she know that?
Really? That's how old
are
you are?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
I would have thought you were 42.
No, that's how old
She's
I am.
She's trying to sell me a mattress now.
I thought you were 30, Jenny.
Ah! Okay, then one last question I have for you, Emily, is you get the right mattress. And in my opinion, a lot of people, where they get it wrong is actually the pillow.
Oh, I love talking. I love pillow talk.
Yes. And, you know, I think we've had whole shows on this. You know, you can look back in the archives. But where is there advantage of buying a higher quality, say, organic pillow? I mean, I can imagine if you don't want to put your head on a chemical mattress, the pillow is obviously the barrier between your head and mattress.
Right. I don't care that much about putting my bum someplace polluted, but my head definitely.
I mean, so minimally, if you inherited some mattresses or you feel like you can't afford an organic mattress for your children, minimally investing in an organic pillow is important, you know. So tell me what's different about, say, an organic pillow. Is it the quality of the cotton? What is it?
Yeah, it's going to be made of those same components that are in an organic mattress. So actually, I have one of my favorite pillows is made from the silk that's wrapped around a nut in the rainforest. It's called kapok.
Oh, nice.
And it's an
organic. Can I just call it nut silk?
You can call it nut silk.
Okay.
That sounds luxurious.
Yes. It does. I sleep on nut silk all night.
So really? The great thing about kapok is it's dust mite and mold resistant. And what I absolutely love about these pillows is if it's too much filling for you, you can just take some out.
Oh, that's cool.
If it's not enough filling for you, you can put some in. You can put little organic lavender buds in your pillow and make it smell nice all night.
Is it slobber resistant?
Why, do you drool?
No, but my children do.
Yeah, right. Blame it on the kids.
I assume that you can put like nice protective covers on them as
well. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think I think the idea of minimally starting with higher quality pillows, and I love the idea that you can make it more full, because we talk about the value of having a thick pillow if you're on your side versus on your back, and a nice thin flat pillow is better.
Yeah, I always tell people that I'm channeling my chiropractor friend Dr. Jenny when I try them out for pillows.
Sure, you must have some insight, you know, because you do have a friend that's a chiropractor, so you can recommend, you know, people probably the way their bodies are structured or whatnot.
Exactly.
You know,
right, like if you see someone's ear is in front of their shoulder, we call it forward head
like
bearing.
Me.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't be comfortable without a pillow, but using a thick pillow on your back is actually really detrimental to your health.
Exactly, and that I actually had someone in just today, and he tried out this pillow that had his head so far forward. I'm like, that's not the one for you.
Right.
Which that's, you know, going above and beyond what you're going to get, and you know. Comfort is going to be the only factor, I would assume, in most stores where, you know, the salesperson maybe is just there because it's their job and not necessarily passionate about what they're doing.
Right, exactly.
Or able to understand structurally.
Yeah, this is Emily's shop, so.
We're all about education.
Da-dun-dun.
You didn't just say that, did you? That's a good t-shirt, actually.
Thanks.
Actually, I want mine to say I love nut silk, though. Okay.
Mike, you're so weird.
I know.
So Emily gave me this cool sheet, and I just want to say a few things to finish off here. She said a man is the only mammal that willingly delays sleep.
Yeah. Do you know giraffes sleep for like 1.9 hours a day? Bats sleep for 18 hours a day. And then, you know, of course, there's everything in between.
Yeah, which would be us.
We're the only ones that set alarm clocks, say, oh, I'm not going to bed until midnight. Till I finish this essay.
We're probably the only ones that use 1.5 million pounds of tranquilizers a year and over 2 billion spent on sleep medications a year.
Really?
We're also probably the only country that measures the amount of flame retardants in our mattresses by the pounds.
Wow.
That's not good.
No.
No.
I'm a big fan of sleep myself.
Me too.
I don't get enough of it, but...
Well, and my wish for you all is that your sleep will be improved, even just with the thoughts that we've given you today. And if you're in the mood or in the mindset for mattress shopping, make it with care. Really consider what you can afford to invest in, because it makes a difference. And minimally, make sure your pillows are as healthy as you can possibly be and fit your body properly.
Do you ship like throughout the country? I mean,
absolutely.
You do, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to go actually hop into bed with Emily. You can actually just order it online.
And if they wanted to order online instead of hopping into bed, how would they reach you?
Well, I think the best way is probably through the website. So it would be www.tuckedinorganics.com.
It's a beautiful website, by the way.
And you have a pretty rocking Facebook page, too.
Yeah.
Yes, you can find us on Facebook, too.
What I like about your Facebook page is every day there's like some cool like information about sleep.
Yeah, and there's pictures of Emily on there. She's adorable. So
she
just go on there and look at it.
Absolutely adorable.
There actually are a lot of pictures of me.
Yeah, and you're super
and she's
cute.
and she's like sleeping on the mattress or trying out the pillow.
Man, if this doesn't bring in business, I don't know what will.
That's what we're talking about.
Well, at least we've had fun.
Like we always do.
That's right. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it. Your host was Dr. Jenny Brooke, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you live in the Southern New Hampshire area, schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny at 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, call 673-5600 or check out www.spinalcorrectivecenter.com. You can also find Dr. Jenny on Facebook at Spinal Corrective Center. Thank you for listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.